Again, I love Big Fat, but I know, just like a soap opera, if I were to tune into an episode of Big Fatty right now, I would immediately pick back up on it. Yep, there's Squeaky Kitty. Yep, there is a gentleman caller, or there was some horror event, or there was it's all kind of going to be in the same milieu, right? But I listen to Geeky Gay. I get a 10-minute dissertation on mayonnaise that was recorded the second time. Like there was a longer rant about mayonnaise that no one ever heard.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I get a 10-minute dissertation on Big Fat. Again.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3978 of the BFO for Thursday the 4th of May, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Barely, Big Buddy, barely! It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it's May the 4th, and we all know that takes us back to our good memories of the TV machine movies and everything. Oh, Big Fatty, my favorite characters were that R2 Janeway and that C-3P Picard. Just lovely. And my favorite is that time when they were on the Wookiee, found the Tribbles, and they had trouble with them, and it was lovely. And then, of course, you know, Larry Darth Vader, Jar, I am your father, Big Fatty, I hope you are celebrating the day with your fantasies of from the sky, and that you just beat down a Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we thought this might work. Damn it, Big Fatty, I'm giving you all I've got.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 4th of May, Big Fatty Star Wars Day. It's true, y'all. We have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, and quite appropriate for May the 4th be with you. And y'all have met this person once at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Y'all just... a handsome man, yes, Big Fatty, and he has a very good taste in partners, yes, Big Fatty. He likes to get in the old cement pond and teaches others how to survive in the cement pond and flourish. Flourish, I say. Y'all, I am talking about the husband of the founder of the Greetings from Nowhere, Christina. Y'all, I'm talking about Bob Hill. Big Fatty, we love Bob Hill. It's true. And Big Fatty, you know, Steve the Tater lusted after him many times. But anyway, y'all, and I don't know if Bob is on the social medias or not, but I know Christina is. So y'all, if you see Bob or Christina on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Kiss the Woody!
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Herwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music. It's true, we do. Now, y'all, before I get into what I've been doing, I know that the sound was all fucked up on yesterday's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, I thought for a moment that I was listening to that dubious mix. A little show. No, wasn't that bad. But anyway, y'all, I don't know what happened, but it just wasn't recording out. Well, I know what happened. I just don't know why it happened. It wasn't recording out of the correct micro hoist. And but y'all, it seems to be working properly today. And a big thanks to that Moose P who told me all about it. But y'all, I wasn't going to go back and change it. Plus, I didn't have the opportunity to do that. So anyway, you got what you got. Yes, Big Fatty. If anyone needs a refund, send it to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 90076. Big Fatty, that's the wrong zip code, I know. Y'all, by the way, May the 7th. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, well, first of all, let's just back up a little bit. Y'all, I want to thank again Mr. Cackle and Wine Rag and Dean for sitting in and doing a couple of episodes of The Gays. Oh, Big Fatty, I was afraid it was going to go to 3 episodes. Oh, no. No, we know how far we can push the goal line. Big Fatty, what are you talking about? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, that kind of broke up I've been told, or I've heard that the BFO is like a soap opera, and so it kind of broke up the monotony. It was kind of like there was a special report instead of the regular. We interrupt our regular programming to present Mr. Cackle. Hopefully you enjoyed that. It's just a little something different. But y'all, now let me back up. Tuesday, after I recorded the Wednesday little show, Y'all, I had to run to the bank. Had to run to the bank. Big Fatty, you should have taken the car. Well, I did take the car. Oh, okay. Why'd you say you ran? Y'all, there was the horror club. I think the ninjas, or somebody was trying to break into the horror club checking account, and so they had put too many wrong passwords in, so I had to go by the bank and get them to reset it and all that kind of stuff. And so I did that, and y'all, then I had to go pick up Olive, a couple of Olive's prescriptions that weren't ready last Saturday, I guess we went and picked them up. So I did that and came back here to the villa, and the Nip stopped by, picked up the prescriptions, because he was going to dinner. He was going to dinner with Olive and the gals, and he was on his way. And y'all, my niece, my oldest niece, who lives in Hatlanta, she was in town on a work trip, and so she was staying with me on Wednesday night. She was staying with me on Tuesday night, and so she got here about 5:15 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, I don't get to see either of my nieces very much, and much less have a one-on-one time with them and just chat and catch up and find out how things are going. Y'all, she just got engaged a few weeks ago. And I think that she and her betrothed, I think they've decided that they're going to elope instead of having a big ceremony, and then have a big party for their friends and family and all to come to in Hatlanta later on. And right now they're looking at September, and y'all, she's found a thing where you can go out to Washington State or Oregon. I don't remember which one it is, but the photographer is with you all day long. So, and they get beautiful photos. She showed me some of the sample photos of at sunrise and throughout the day, and then at sunset. And you know, they will help. I mean, it's just absolutely breathtaking photos. And, you know, they do it from cliffs and all this kind of stuff. Big Fatty, I hope no one falls. I hope no one falls either. But anyway, she had e-lettered the photographer to see if they had any available time. And she found out Tuesday evening that they did. And y'all, she was like a kid in a candy store. Big Fatty, did she get some Reese's peanut butter cup? No, not that, no. But anyway, y'all, we did a little inner loop of Fat Acres, and then we went to the Irish pub up near the circle, and y'all, that's some Havarti cheese. Big Fatty, you're the only person I know that cheese makes you belch. Well, there's gotta be one of them. But let's see. So we had a lovely evening. Spent a couple of hours there at the restaurant. Y'all, we sat outside. We sat with Al Fresco. Oh yes, Big Fatty. He's from the Upstate Frescos, isn't he? Yes. And so we had a lovely evening. And since she was on a business trip, she says, "I'll pick up the tab and put it on my expense report." I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, then we came back here to the villa. I was tired. And so about 20 minutes to 11, I said, "Okay, I'm heading to bed." She says, "Thank you for calling." And I think she went to bed about 11 o'clock, maybe a little bit after that. Y'all, she had a 7 a.m. flight. So, About 5:20 on a hump day morning, y'all, I got up, made coffee, and she was in the chair getting ready. And so we had a cup of coffee together. And y'all, I just decided to go ahead and just stay awake. And she left about 10 minutes to 6. And y'all, after that, I did my morning nipple walk and my puzzles, had the coffee, of course. And then after the morning nipple walk, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that, Karen? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. Y'all, as a new on hunt day, went to the Von's East. Now, y'all, I didn't buy a whole lot because we're heading for the vacay down at the Hilton Head Island on Saturday at noon. Going to be down there for a week. So I just picked up a few things. Y'all, they had some Brofkus burritos, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I've been wanting to kind of try those, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the good Black Jewel popcorn on sale, so I picked up a box of that. It's the microwave popcorn. Y'all, they had the Grand's biscuits, buy one, get one free, and I had a coupon that if you bought three, you got an extra dollar off, so I got three cans of those. I'll take those down for the vacation. Y'all picked up a salt and pepper shaker, one of those portable ones to take down on the vacation, because sometimes they don't have that. Y'all, picked me up some cone nuts. I hadn't had cone nuts in a while, and I love the cone nuts. Y'all, they had the good sourdough bake-at-home bread in there in the bakery on sale, so I picked up one of those. Y'all, they had the breakfast sausage links on sale, so I picked up a couple of packages of that. Y'all, they had the cone beef. They had the cone beef on sale, so I picked me up a small cone beef. You know, it doesn't have to be a big fatty. I thought it was in preparation for tomorrow. No. And y'all, then they had the delicious M&M dark chocolate peanut family size bags. Buy one, get one free. So y'all, I spent $46.31, but y'all, I saved $20.14. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, after that, the Nip needed some things at the Sam's Club, and so I said I'd ride along there, and so we shopped around in there for a little bit. I didn't buy a single thing, Big Fatty, but y'all, I did notice that the gas was $3.06 a gallon, so it's come down, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Star Wars day. Y'all, be a force today. Be a force of kindness. Get out there and do a random act of Big Fatty, what's wrong with your voice? I don't know. Here, one moment, please. I got some hot tea now. Much better. But get out there and be a force of kindness today. Just smile at someone or say hello or, buy the person behind you a cup of coffee. Big Fatty, can I get behind you? Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix. And Daniel Bebo, what you got to say today?
I get a 10-minute dissertation on Big Fat again.
Oh, well, actually, it's 20 minutes, but you play it at double speed, so it's only 10.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.